the first of the month, we put the spotlight on community. Basically, the College of Community and Public Service doing great things in our area, thanks to Grand Valley State University and thanks to those who we get to interview. The CCPS Community Connections segment, honored to speak with you today, Dr. Brandon Euchre, Assistant Professor in the School of Social Work. Dr. Euchre, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about your career journey.
Well, I got my bachelor's degree from Michigan State University in social work, got my master's from Columbia University in social work, and then I got my PhD in interdisciplinary evaluation from Western Michigan University.
Right. Did you practice in the field? Did you do a little hands-on?
I did. I did a little bit. My specialty is working with health and human service organizations and smaller nonprofits, and so I did a lot of consulting as well as evaluation work with them.
And just structure-wise, Brandon, the School of Social Work does fall under the College of Community and Public Service?
It does, yes.
Yes. Let's talk about what you would like to share. And I'll start off with this topic of community-based learning. What's the definition?
Well, community-based learning is just the idea that universities partner with the community, and in my case, with community-based organizations. And they partner in this relationship of reciprocity or mutual benefit, where each gets something out of the relationship. So, for example, I teach a class, and this evaluation class for graduate students goes and kind of adopts a community organization, and then we conduct evaluations and write reports on those organizations and their programs.
Let's talk about benefits. Benefits of CBL for the students.
Well, the students, I think they really get the real-world, hands-on experiences by working with real community partners, working with real issues in a real context, and also then there's real consequences for not only the students, but of course for the organizations that we work with. So I think that's a really big motivator for them to see that the work that they're doing is impacting a particular organization that serves a particular population.
Obviously, there are benefits for the community partners.
Yeah, the partners also receive benefit, and hopefully that is we conduct these quality evaluations, and we give them reports, and we make recommendations, and we present our findings to the board, staff members, managers, administrators, and, of course, some of their consumers as well. And so not only do they get, hopefully, high-quality evaluation, but they also get an opportunity to think more deeply about their programs, help articulate those programs a little bit better sometimes, as well as find areas for possible improvement.
What's the course instructor get out of this?
Well, I get a couple things. So as a faculty at a university, we're kind of judged by our teaching, our scholarship, and our service. And for this class in particular, I've kind of benefited in all three areas. So I think it's a great way to teach. I think it helps motivate students in a way that I don't have to try to motivate them. I think that it is something that's also well supported by the community, the College of Community and Public Service. And so I really get a lot of teaching benefits in that sense. And so also we spend a lot of time in the classroom working on these projects and doing a lot of time outside of the classroom as well working on the projects, but also doing a lot of the readings and the lectures are online so they can get some of those there as well. In terms of my scholarship and my service, a couple years ago we did a evaluation study where we actually did kind of like a mini experiment looking at two different evaluation models. And so I wrote that up and it's in the process of being reviewed for publication. And so that helps my research as well. And then, of course, service, it really helps just by my programs and my class are out there serving the community.
Keeping you sharp. Is this the program planning, monitoring, and evaluation that
you
teach?
It is. Yep.
Cool. Let's talk a little bit about this IKUS Life Enrichment Service.
Yeah, IKUS Life Enrichment Services was formerly known as Indian Trails Camp. It's right on Lake Michigan Drive, right between Allendale Campus and the Grand Rapids Campus.
We just spoke with the executive director.
Yeah, Tim Heilman. He's a great guy, and he's made leaps and bounds with what they've got going on over there. So my first year in doing this community-based class, we adopted their programs, and so my students got into small groups and evaluated some of their programs, including their community living support, skill building, and respite services.
Good, again, practical hands-on opportunity. Would you go more into the scholarship part of this?
Yeah, so that was with ICUS Enrichment Services. That's where we did that experiment on goal-based and goal-free evaluation, two types of evaluation, and we compared their utility or usefulness after the students conducted these evaluations, did the reports, and then I had the people who were being evaluated, in some sense, the organization, rate, so to speak, which of the two models was more useful for them.
Okay, looks like your OT students, the occupational therapy students.
Participated in this as well. So they were part of a training, and that was also part of the evaluation. We evaluated the quality of their training, and they did an awesome job.
Teamwork in progress.
Yeah.
Dr. Uecker, let's talk about another community organization doing good things in West Michigan, Family Promise of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, Family Promise of Grand Rapids works with individuals with housing needs, and particularly with families, and that means, of course, with children. So a year ago, again, we took each semester I do a evaluation, but it's for a larger one-year, three-semester plan. And so the first semester of this, we evaluated some Family Promise programs, their Interfaith Hospitality Network, Partners in Housing, and Aftercare programs. And we evaluated those by using a couple different evaluation models. In the summer, we built upon those same models and giving them a more fuller evaluation picture. In the third semester, we helped devise or develop an evaluation strategy that they could implement that would no longer require me or my students coming in to do these evaluations externally for them.
A monthly talking with those on behalf of the College of Community and Public Service with Grand Valley State University, our CCPS Community Connections. Dr. Brandon Uecker with us, assistant professor in the School of Social Work. How about Pathway Home? What are you doing for this good organization?
Well, with Pathway Home, we just started doing evaluations with them. Pathway Home is a collaborative or partnership relationship between Family Promise of Grand Rapids and Mel Trotter Ministries, two of the most substantial housing-related issues organizations. And so we did a thing this semester called Most Significant Change, where we simply just interviewed the consumers about what they felt their most significant change was since they started the program. It could be in any area, in any way they kind of defined most significant change. Then we took their answers, and we brought them back to the staff and the administration of Family Promise and asked them, of their answers, what do you think are the most significant? So not only do we get the consumers of Pathway Home, their idea of what they think is most significant, we get kind of the values or what the organization values in terms of what they think counts as most significant.
Cool. Lastly, there is a grant writing and resource development course you wanted to note here.
Yeah, so one of the other areas that I do or I teach is in grant writing and resource development. And in that class, it's also community-based where we adopt, now individually in smaller groups, in the other class, I adopt the organization. But in this case, the students get to choose whichever nonprofit they want to write a real grant for and submit to a real funder. Of course, they don't get actually to submit it, but the organization submits it, but it's prepared and ready to go.
Preparing for that reality. All right, take-home message, Dr. Uecker. And for more information, where would we turn?
Well, of course, you can always go to the School of Social Work's website, and that is www.gvsu.edu/ssw. You can get more information about the School of Social Work and the many, many opportunities for community-based learning that our students have there.
Great. Thanks for your leadership and your conversation this morning on our CCPS Community Connections. Dr. Uecker, take care.
Thank you, Shelley.